Awesome.
What do you want, asshole?
Wow.
Way to answer the phone.
Way to answer the phone right on to the Pints of Polishing podcast. Mr. Porter with a grand entrance.
You cease to amaze me, Ian.
Uh-huh.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Hey, Mr. Porter, thank you so much.
How long are you going to work on it?
For your time. Thank you for your energy, for everything of who you are. Why don't you introduce yourself?
You shut the hell up.
Redbeard's Detail Shop.
Yeah, everybody knows me.
Nice. We got DJ Patterson. Tell us about yourself.
I mean, if everyone knows Ian, then the whole world knows me.
The one person they may not know, which Ian, exactly. We left as a special guest. Super excited to have him on. We've hid it from you because we just really wanted to make sure you were on here for this. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming, Trey Duvall.
Oh, God.
The fuck do you got him on the show for?
Because Trey just happened to be here, and he's drinking Keystone Ice. And
so this is a bad set thing.
Wow, yes. Classy. So
he wanted to come on and listen to what you had to talk about tonight while he drinks his Keystone Ice. All right, so I know we've all had busy weeks. Ian, shop's busy. You got cars coming in. What's up?
I've seen your stories, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You so care far. To not suck and tell I us what's going it. On?
I got fucking details. What do you think I do for a living? What kind of dumbass question is that?
There we go. There we go. Now we got him.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ian Porter. Hey, so follow up. Everybody did Mother's Day and had big Mother's Day sales, Mother's Day coupons, Mother's Day, whatever. DJ, how'd yours go?
Horrible. Honestly, it's so weird. Like, I did not sell one Mother's Day gift card.
Thank God.
I was like, I'm going to kill this week on gift cards. Like, I was so confident. I did some ads on Facebook, like, down to the T, like, strategic ads. I saw your stuff, too. And, like, no. I had one person book an online appointment for her mom and pay for it in advance. That was it. But I thought I was going to sell, like, I don't know, at least a couple grand.
Yeah, me too. I had one fucking person.
Yeah, one person. I was like, am I doing something wrong? But I'm doing, like, all the right things that I didn't do right before. I knew I was going to win. That's weird.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, right? Like, you think you're going to knock it out of the park, and, like, it's a swing and a miss.
Yeah. Now we're slammed, though. I know you're slammed. Yeah.
Like I said, I've had a busy week, so I'm not complaining. Hopefully that transitions into next week as well. So we'll
see. Nice. What do you think's brought in the things? Just the time of the guys doing anything different or what?
It's one of those things. I think part of it maybe is the time of the year. But also, I don't know. It's so weird. But I'm running another Google AdWords thing. And it seems that every time I run one, I start getting more phone calls. So I don't know. Like, people aren't telling me that they're finding me through the ads or whatever. They find me through Google, yes. But they're not, like, seeing the AdWords campaign or nothing that I'm running so far that I'm aware of. So I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just like I feel like it's one of those rushes in Tulsa now where there's just a rush of people looking for detailing services because the weather's looking up, people's attitudes are getting better. We're about to go into summer, like the weather's nice again and so forth. And the rain has definitely died down, which is – today was weird. Like, this week is stupid with rain here.
Yeah, that was fucking so weird.
But I think everyone's getting a rush of business. I mean, I'm getting boat detailing calls out the wazoo. I'm just farming them out to other detailers here in Tulsa because I can't do boats.
Yeah.
So, Ian, did you grab a beer?
They're interesting, but they're a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's just too much work. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you got to drop all the way to the lake, so you don't know what the boat looks like until you get there. And then the guy doesn't want to pay it. You're driving back to Tulsa again, and you just wasted a whole day looking at a stupid freaking boat.
Yeah.
Ian, did you get a beer?
No. Concentrating on drinking water.
I'm drinking water. I don't know.
I'm kind of cut out. I'm cut out and I heard water.
Yeah. So he's drinking water. Cool. We are drinking.
Yeah.
We are drinking, yes, water, drinking water that was boiled and in some good malt. Quite a bit of.
Keystone don't count. That's piss water.
This isn't Keystone.
No, this isn't Keystone. This was a.
Okay.
This was a chocolate peanut butter stout that I brewed. I think like October or so. I brewed it. So the chocolate is actually from the grains and everything, and it sits in there, and then you boil it, and you put the malt and you do different stuff. And then the peanut butter is just a flavoring that you put in. A lot of home brewers have tried to, you can't put in the actual peanut butter, I guess, because the oils. Then there's another way of doing like PB2, which is a powder. But I went with just like a peanut butter flavoring that we get from the homebrew shop. So DJ and I are sipping on that.
Interesting.
Cheers.
What do you think?
It's great. I mean, it's got definitely put your taste buds on a little roller coaster. I mean, definitely flavorful.
Ian, did you have some when you came over that one night? For that, I had that little get together.
Did you just ask me something?
I did.
Oh, dude, it cut out like super bad.
Put the water down, dude. It cut off.
Yeah, I don't know. We're on Wi-Fi here. I was saying, did you try some when you came over that little get together I had?
I don't know. You gave me one of them, but I don't remember it being. Oh no. Yeah, because it peanut butter. No, yeah, I remember that one. Thought it was a pumpkin one for a minute, but no, I think it was the peanut butter one.
Yeah, it actually turned out okay. I mean, it looks like motor oil. That's what Trey said.
it pours almost like motor oil,
but
it's not motor oil.
But it's drinkable. All right, so let's do what, Trey? Trey claimed the best dark beer he's ever tried.
Trey has not had a lot.
Woo!
He really wants that job back.
I like sweeter drinks. I'm not a very bitter. When it comes to things that are bitter, I'm not like that. Like Guinness is very bitter.
Yeah, you like
peanut butter breaks that. Like
Cosmopolitans and shit.
He likes Angry Orchard.
Yeah, he likes that rosé and shit.
I mean, yes, it's fine. That's way too sweet. I can't.
Yeah,
I can have one of those. That's
no Angry Orchard. Yeah, that's just rough. I did used to way back in the day when
you had hair.
Back when I had hair. what was that? That had like a bull on it or something. It was like one of the very first cider. It was like I don't know, but like you could drink like four of those pretty quick and get nicely buzzed.
I like Angry Orchard.
Okay. All right. So let's go with topic for tonight. And this kind of stems out of Ian and I having a conversation on what to do with a customer that's not happy. So I definitely want to dive straight into what you went through. Do you want to give the details or not?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be quick about it because I'll try to keep it short because I don't want it to like be drawn out or nothing. But basically, I had a lady come in for a two-step, I ended up selling her a two-step and a correction. She was a referral from a previous client. Her van was a complete shit show. Like, if you went back on my social media, you could see the before and afters. So we get it all done. Everything looks great. Like, super proud of it. She comes, picks it up, and she likes it, you know, and then we keep walking around the vehicle, and she starts noticing the hood and whatnot, and noticing all these little imperfections, and it just kind of goes south from there. So, long story short, they were just a bunch of imperfections that I couldn't do anything about. Even if I were to sand the hood, it's a small possibility that I could even correct some of the defects. So, she was unhappy because, as she said, the hood looked dirty. So basically what they were is just a bunch of old, there was a bird, specifically there was a bird dropping that etched in too far. There was some probably what would have been tree sap that etched in. There was a bunch of blistering, micro blistering and bubbling of the clear coat. And then there's several rock chips. A couple of the rock chips had shitty touch-up repair from whoever it was.
Damn, dude. That was just set up for failure to begin
with. Fucking Jesus, dude. She's like, well, I didn't notice it before. I'm like, well, it's because your hood looked like fucking hammered ass before I did my two-step on it. She's like, well, I mean, I look at it all the time. I was like, I'm not trying to swindle you, but I promise you, like, they were there. You just never noticed them. So long story short, I probably didn't handle the situation the best that I could have.
I thought you, hold on, before you start going down on yourself,
okay,
you had her come back.
Okay, well, no, that's why I'm getting to that. I'm getting called in
a professional guy from a body shop.
I'm getting to that.
I thought that was genius.
Yeah, so
I,
the initial encounter when she came to pick up the van the first time, I didn't think I handled it the best. But luckily, couple weeks later, she gives me a chance to, you know, handle the situation correctly or whatever. She, you know, she kind of said that she felt like I explained things away or whatever, and I, you know, like I told her, I was like, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but that wasn't my intent. I was simply trying to educate you on, you know, the issues at hand. So bring her back in, and I tell her that, you know, this time around, I would like to bring in a body shop professional for your benefit and mine. We'll go over the vehicle together. You can ask him any questions that you may have. So we do that. And he literally, just maybe in a different way, tells her the exact same shit that I told her the first time around. So I think, well, that helped me, but I also, I think, helped her to better understand that I wasn't like trying to swindle her or nothing, but, it also educated her, which I think was one of the things that led me to the situation that I was in. But also, you know, she got an understanding that there's nothing that we could do. Like, as much as she wanted the hood to look better, there's nothing that we could do, because with what she paid for, that was it. And there was no guarantee, even if we sanded it, that it would make it better. But at the end of the day, we got it resolved.
All right. Before you talk about the resolution,
yeah,
don't say what you did yet.
No,
we will, but
I not yet.
So, DJ, do you have a story of a upset customer, and then we'll talk about how you handled it later. You want to think about it? You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll go. So, Ian loves it when I tell stories of back in the day.
Yeah, back 20 years ago.
When he had hair.
And I didn't have a belly.
I wasn't going to go on your belly yet. Maybe episode 100.
Episode 100 will go on my belly?
Yeah.
All right, so it would have been probably month 6 or so, would be my guess. 6, somewhere. Definitely in the first year. I had the idea from talking to a guy of coming to, this was back when Ultimate Electronics was still in town.
Oh, they, man.
They were at 71st, yeah, 71st and Mingo over by Union.
Yeah.
Right. So, this was a good 15 years ago.
Fuck yeah.
And, this guy was a manager there. So he said, why don't you come set up a tent and clean people's cars while they're going in shopping? It'll let them stay in shopping a little bit, and maybe you can drum up some business. So for weekends, probably 4 or 5 weekends, I sat out there and, you know, maybe we cleaned a couple cars here and there, not much. Overall, the endeavor did not go very well, except for this one encounter. This lady pulls up, and she was very hard to understand, a very strong, strong Latino accent that it just couldn't really understand everything that she said.
Mesmerized by her.
No, she was in her 60s. No, there was no mesmerization or whatever. She was definitely older. I remember her asking about the packages, and then I remember her saying, okay, let's do the wash and wax, where we just basically did like a mini detail and went through, cleaned out the inside, and then put a wax on the vehicle, and voila, we're good to go. $60. And she gives me like, I think 30 or something. I don't remember. It was not nearly what it needed to be. And I was like, when she came back out to pick up her car and said, well, ma'am, it was 60. Oh, no. I want wash and vac. No. Why would I get the da, da, da? Like, well, ma'am, that's what you told me. I mean, we went over the packages and you said it. So that's the work that we did. And so we had a dilemma with a lady not wanting to pay for the service that we did. That was one of my biggest issues with the customer. Cause I mean, we went about it for probably a good 5 minutes, just going back and forth. Uh-huh. And with her broken English and with, you know, me being a young kid, we will talk about the resolution in a minute. Did you figure out a story?
Dude. So my story is always my latest story. Cause lately it's like more with like team members with complaints. Cause like I was trying to think of a moment like back when I was doing it myself all the time. And I can't like, I could find a bunch of stories, but I just can't think on the spot like that. So, like for instance, recently we had one of our membership clients who was getting service done on me since I began the business. You know, I started putting other guys out. So then she's seeing different things that they're not doing that I used to do, and just the complaints keep rolling in that way. So you just gotta. Can we go create the resolutions? Because that's very...
No, well, you didn't even tell the issue.
The issue is that she was complaining that quality is not the same anymore. And that can become a common issue with some clients that have used only me for, the past 3 years.
Now they're using your employees more than you.
Yeah. So it is because when I detail, it's hard to train like my mindset. Like interiors is my favorite thing to do. I'd much rather do an interior all day than sit and polish a car. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like interiors. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's something about it. But,
okay. I've got a story.
I'm not even freaking down.
No.
Well, you're kind of like, so I got a story of your customer that was upset.
Perfect. Thank you. Save me some breath.
So I'm working with you pro bono minus beer and dinner.
I pay well.
and we're working on this car. What was that? A red Mercedes?
Oh my gosh. So I thought about that story when Ian said about the hood. You were talking about the hood. So can I go ahead and tell the story now?
And
no. I got it now.
And
better backstory.
And I'm going over that part and we see it and
No. Hold on. Let's backtrack. Let me start the story over again. So there's this client, and I always research my clients when they find me. Like, I, like, look at their first and last name, like, find out what they do. And so just to kind of be able to relate to them a little bit.
I do the same
shit. You tell that
story.
I'm going to have another beer.
Have another beer. But this guy was, like, wealthy. I'm talking, like super wealthy. I was like, dude, I landed a gold mine client again. Like, you know, those are really cool to come by. So I go out to his house like 6 p.m. on the evening to do a few quotes on all four of his brand new BMWs to do ceramic coatings on them. And, I booked all four of them and we're just going to do one at a time. So pick up one, do it, bring it back, pick up one, do it, bring it back. So the first one was the daughter's car. It was an older Mercedes. It was red. And we got it in the shop. We knocked it out. But on the back of the trunk, there was something pop.
Oh no! It's solvent. You pop. Said I can't say it.
Shut the. What is it?
Solvent pop.
Solvent pop. Like the hood just all over. Like the.
No. Nope. Wow. It was the trunk.
The trunk lid, and it just magnified the whole thing. And like we're just like, okay, we called some people. We figured out what it was. You know what the actual term was, and trying to explain that to the customer, like he just.
Well, but what caused. We polished and buffed, right. So all the rest of the clear coat looked great.
Oh, it's perfect.
And then we got the ceramic on, which emphasizes everything.
Magnified everything.
And so he never saw the solvent pop until...
The coating.
Until the coating. But one of the lessons that I think we learned out of that was once you're working on a vehicle and you've got an issue... Do you wait... and let the customer complain, or do you immediately call or text them and say, hey, there's an issue. We need to talk about it.
Immediate call and text.
Yeah, but some of us work late hours of the night, so it's kind of impossible to do that in
right,
situations,
right.
Which I would advise, like, skip the hood. I mean, skip whatever area that is and do the rest of the vehicle. I mean, get paid. But go ahead. I mean, do like.
What'd you just say?
Get paid. I'm just saying, like, okay, so for instance, like, you're working late, like, you, like, the trunk comes up, like, you can't call the client then. It's, you know.
No, I was about to say, because you argued with me on that, and there was another car that came in that had an issue, and you wanted to put it off, and I said, no, you need to contact him now.
True.
And that guy was so thankful that you contacted him because he was already up anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There's, yeah.
So I would say if you got a customer and you have an issue, right? Like, so far with us, it's been
better off.
You immediately tell them there's an issue. Exactly. You don't wait until the next day.
That's true.
You remember the one I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, all right. Ian, tell us, what was your resolution?
So basically after, you know, we sat in there and talked about it a little bit, just her and I, you know, she explained to me, she's like, she wasn't trying to be, you know, rude or anything. Like, she loves the van or whatever, but she just was concentrated on that hood. She was like, not necessarily ignoring the rest of the vehicle, but she was just fixated on the fucking hood. So I simply asked her, I was like, you know, what's it going to take to make you happy? Cause you know, I believe in my reputation and I believe in my level of customer service. And, you know, I need to make this work, obviously, because I don't believe in having, you know, like bad blood between customers or whatever. So I offered her money back or gift certificates. And naturally, she took the money back, which was fine. But at the end of the day, she gave me a 5-star review. So I'm whatever.
So one of the questions when we were talking, which I thought would be really good to discuss, is why would or why would you not offer both? Like, there's plenty of places, like if you go into a retail, let's just say Walmart or not Walmart, because they give – did they used to not give cash and then – or they used to give cash back, but now they put it all onto a gift card now, probably, right?
Because people go in there and, like, they'll take stuff off the shelf and then walk to customer service and return it.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Yeah. Well, let's go with like a local pizza shop or something. Like, most of the time, if you got a complaint at a establish is the wrong word, a brick and mortar, full flown business, you know, how often, if you have an issue, do they give you money back or do they put it onto a gift card or a gift certificate?
Yeah.
I had an issue at Chewy's where I was buying lunch for some guys, customers at a dealership, and everything got completely wrong. It was a big fiasco. I had to go back in because it was so bad. They didn't give me money back. They offered me a gift certificate for 2 free meals because they had messed up so bad. So, I mean, what was your reasoning for giving just straight money back versus offering and purely whatever you, I mean, this isn't a come at you type deal. It's just why did you give money versus a gift card?
Well, to me, they're almost one of the same because yeah, you can give them gift certificates or whatever, but if they go to redeem it, then now you're just working for free. So it's essentially the same shit in the way I look at it anyways. But I could tell that the money was more important, you know, because she had made a few comments about, you know, the van looks great, but I had worked, you know, these extra shifts to make sure I could get it all paid for and blah, blah, blah. Tell that it was more of a, you know, a monetary thing than anything. So because of that, I just offered money back, made her happy, like I said. You know, she left me a 5-star review, and now we have a good standing relationship. She's even texted me a couple times in between that because I recommended this spot, not spot free, goddammit, brushless car wash. Because the one that she was going to, she didn't like. I was like, well, I have another client who recommended this one in Broken Arrow. He said it's really good. So she ends up going there, and she loves it. Anyways. You know, and like when she came up she came to pick up the van the first time, you know, her mom was asking for a quote on her car about doing the same stuff. So, yeah, it kind of sucked to take the hit, but, you know, at the end of the day, you should, you know, conduct yourself about doing the right thing and, you know, just holding yourself accountable, you know, and what I was going to say, oh, you never know how big somebody's circle is. So
that's true.
You know, she might have had a small influence, she might have had a big influence, but either way, I know that we're good. So if for any reason somebody asks her, hey, you know, a guy that, you know, does detail work, whatever, she's going to be like, hey, check Ian at Red Bear's Detail Shop. So, yeah, I offered money because I could tell between our conversation that was important to her.
And you're a baller.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, either way, like, if you're satisfied, and I think anybody should be able to take away from what our talk is, I mean, whichever you choose, whatever makes you feel the best as an owner, I mean, that. I think, so for me, here's the finale of my story. And I love that you said you never know how big somebody's circle is. So this lady, I said, okay, no problem. I took the, I think it was literally like 20 or 25 versus 60. I mean, it was, maybe it was 30. I don't remember what I was charged for a wash and vac back then. But I mean, it was literally like half. It was a chunk. And especially if I'd been out there all day and really we hadn't done a whole lot, but you know, I was like, whatever, like, no problem, right, ma'am. You know, I'm really sorry. Misunderstanding. You know, no problem. Thank you very much for using us. And thank you. She paused and she goes, no, no. And she reached into her purse and she pulled out a business card. And she said, this is my husband. And it was something, I don't know, something. I literally have no idea. He is the CEO of Citgo when it was still here in Tulsa.
Oh, wow.
And she said, you call him and I'll tell him that you're calling and you schedule a time to go clean his car. So, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the car and it was like a Saturday or something. So I wait till Monday. I call. Assistant says, yes, we're expecting your call. I go up there. I get his car, clean it. I go back up. She says, okay, well, we've already talked to Warren Place, because that's where they were operating out of, and they want to have a meeting with you. And so me doing her car and getting a business card led me to getting the account at the both Warren Place Towers, where we were then there every other week doing 2 or 3 days worth of work. And at one time before Citgo left to go to Houston, we did, I think, somewhere in the network of 50 to 55 cars in a 3 or 4 day period at one time.
Yeah.
I mean, I had like 5 or 6 guys up there. We were just running them through. Like it was,
yeah,
it was literally the biggest account that I had as a mobile detailer. And it all derived from giving away $25 or so of free service because the lady, you know, had a complaint that she didn't think that that's what she was paying for. So I love it that you said that because you do. You never know what somebody's circle is, and you might take a hit for a little bit, but to be able to help a customer out can really lead to even more.
Yeah, exactly.
So, DJ, how did you resolve your issue?
See, my story's not as epic at all, but I told you, like, the back's like, he was, like, one of those clients that was, like, super wealthy. Like, it was, like, one of those, like, clients you want to land. And so I'm super excited, like, you know, all the customer service is on point. So after the issue arose, he, you know, he texted me. He was like, hey, this is what's going on. I kind of looked at it. And we got a body shop guy to confirm that was the issue, too. So I gave him all the knowledge behind, you know, what the issue was. And pretty much saying, like, we didn't do it, but we want to help you take care of it. Like, we'll either, like, we'll get it resprayed for you just because, like, we wanted to keep him, right? And, like, he just stopped responding to my text messages, no emails, the phone, like, he just, like, ignored the hell out of me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it's just, like, so I don't know what happened. I don't know if he went and told all of his friends, like, hey, don't use this company because they did this, or, you know, like, just completely irrational, because like I clearly tried to make it right on all levels, and right. It wasn't my fault at all. But yeah, I have no idea what came of that. Like, that was it. And I see him around town great. Sometimes too now too. It's just kind of awkward.
Hey,
yeah. Remember me? Yeah, I tried to make it right, but yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. So shit. I don't know. Some people are just, I don't
know. It was annoying. Like, everybody's answering my phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was yours. I gave it away because you were nursing your first one.
That's fine. I'm actually working on this.
Trey and I are now on the second beer, which, yes, there's this was not a good clean filter.
I'm going to rate your beer one if you don't shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
I'm gonna rate his beer one.
I'm trying to describe my beer, and you got to tell me to shut the fuck up.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I'm gonna rate it one too you? Now.
Are you been around Ian way too long?
Yeah,
0.75 now.
I got another Coors right here for you.
I don't want it. Ain't Coors. Uh-huh. It's Keystone.
Oh, my bad, Keystone.
It's yeah. So this one is definitely didn't get filtered too well.
That's different.
Well, this is the yum yum.
Let me taste it.
This is the watermelon ale.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Sorry, watermelon wheat. I apologize, Setter. Yes. No, and I crush up an entire watermelon with it.
Now that's freaking good.
Yeah, it's delicious, right?
It's my type of beer. There.
I know, it's watermelon.
Oh, wow. I don't even like watermelon like that.
You don't?
No. Why would I?
You just said you like my beer, but you don't like watermelon?
It's fresh. It's refreshing.
So you don't like the watermelon?
You better save me one of those.
I like watermelon, but yeah. I would never go to the store and buy a watermelon, take it home, and eat it.
No?
Way too much work.
It is a lot of work.
It's messy. I don't like
the whole thing. There's all that liquid going all over the place.
Who goes to the store to buy watermelons?
I go to the corner.
I've gone to the store to buy watermelons.
Yeah, it's a normal thing, Trey. Shut the fuck
that's
up.
That's what I just said. So he goes, you really think Trey stops? Actually, I do. You stop on the side of the road and talk to people. And
you talk to me.
Actually, no. There's a guy out off of Aspen. Aspen and 21st Street.
So
every year.
Ian, have you? Wait, Ian lives in like.
He has those guys everywhere.
Yeah, like the whole town is nothing but farmers.
So your
right?
grocery store is like every corner. Like it's like, all right, get my yeah. A's here. All right, and good at 1 mile.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're like a fucking horse and buggy out here too. Shut the fuck up.
Go down 1 mile, get your grains.
Yep. Something like that.
You got to feed your horse at the same time. So.
Yeah.
Well, the horses pull him around every mile.
I know. Yeah, they're stupid.
You know, he wrapped his horse. He put a horse wrap on it.
Hey, Ian, though, do you have
those horse wraps these days?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Big baller, remember?
Yeah.
Hey, but though, seriously, do you guys have the people that sit out with like watermelons or cantaloupes and tomatoes?
Potatoes?
Not that I've seen, but from what I understand, we have a farmer's market out here. I just ain't never been to it.
Yeah, there's even one downtown.
Yeah, farmer's markets are a lot. Yeah, those are good. There's a guy not too far from me at 71st and 33rd, but he sells a lot of local honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
And pecans. He always has pecans.
I love pecans.
What do you put pecans in? What do you just eat pecans?
Yeah, a lot of people just eat pecans.
Hell yeah.
There's a thing called pecan pie. Yeah. Pretty popular.
Duh.
Or you can put it in your oatmeal.
What are you putting in oatmeal? Sure. Or you can make sweet potato casserole and put some pecan on it.
Why?
Anyways, what else are we talking about?
We are not talking about anything else, so I know you're hard-pressed to get out of here.
4 minutes past schedule.
That was a great discussion. I know you're ready to go, so we will.
No, I'm thinking of DJ.
Oh, he's thinking of, that's nice of him. Thanks. That's really nice that you're thinking of him.
Shut the fuck up, Marty.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Porter.
What?
Where can people find you?
You can find me at Redbeard's Detail Shop at both Instagram and Facebook.
Alrighty then.
Hey, so we've got Thunderdome at the closure. Hmm. One question
for Trey.
Oh,
get him!
Oh,
for Trey.
Yeah, please get him,
Trey.
No.
Everyone cover yours if you're sensitive to language right now.
Trey.
Thunderdome question for Trey, who hasn't said a thing the entire episode except hi.
Yeah.
This is going to be the
I talked about watermelons.
Yeah. That's great, Trey. So, Trey, what was your, what was your first homosexual experience like?
Whoa! I have never had one. Wait. Homosexual experience. I was in Iowa, actually.
Hold on.
I'm just sitting there, like, trying to buy some beer like a normal fucking person. And it's like, looks like a normal, like, I don't know, just like, shorter guy. Looks like a normal guy just kind of comes up and just randomly starts talking to me like a crackhead would here in Tulsa. I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. And he just kind of keeps on talking and I was kind of like, answer a few times and I'm like,
I can totally see Trey. Trey's just in the chat with him.
Yeah. Like, there we go.
He's like, we can have
there it is. Like, yeah, man,
it's a great night. Is this like what happened when we were in at that Orlando that you're up all night talking to dudes?
Hold on.
We're not talking about Orlando.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Where Trey goes and drinks all night.
Yep, some dudes. And we thought he was out with chicks.
He almost misses the plane because he was with dudes at a bar. Like, who misses a plane for dudes at a bar? Like, seriously?
The circle.
I don't care. There was no circle.
No, not
really.
Listen.
Oh,
networking. There for networking.
Uh-huh. You weren't there for networking. You were there for dick.
Yes. Some fuck. No.
Okay, Trey, finish your story.
We're in Michigan. Back to Iowa. Might as well be Michigan. Holy crap. Anyways, no, I'm just sitting there. Just finally stopped talking, whatever. I walk away. I'm walking back up to the bar again for some more beer later on.
10 minutes later.
Yeah, something about that. He starts doing some really weird shit, like running his hand up. Like, I walked past him, and he ran his hand down my arm. I almost flipped shit, but I was like, I can't do that here at this bar. I'm colored somewhat, color sensitive. Anyways, no, I was like, kind of like, let it go. And
first thing, you let him slide,
I let that one slide. I was kind of like, no.
Only Trey would actually have a fucking real response for this.
Like,
no.
Don't act like you've never been hit on by a fucking gay. No, man. I'm sorry.
No, pretty much when DJ and I were traveling by ourselves, dude, almost every time. If DJ and I are hanging out, I guess it's because I don't know.
I don't get it.
I'm old, white, and fat, and he's young, and skinny, and black, and very clean cut. And people just presume that he's the catcher, and I'm fucking pitching.
No.
Wow.
No.
They almost always.
No.
It's a guarantee.
That's fucked up.
They only assume that because it wouldn't hurt.
They only assume it wouldn't hurt.
Wow. Okay, let's finish up that social media handle. But we are going to Denver this weekend to do some training. And the first time that we went to Denver, we were sitting at that, what was that? It was that bar that makes their own high spirits is what it was called.
The whiskey bar?
The whiskey bar. They make their own whiskey and then they would put the different flavors in it.
Yeah,
and we were sitting out back in that little area and there was a guy that walked up and was talking to us and just cool as can be. We're like, cool. And then he rubs my hand as he walked on. And I'm like, what the? What?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And then where were we the next time?
I couldn't find you after that.
But I couldn't walk right for days.
Wow.
Oh, God. Wait, whoa.
Where were we one time that
Vegas, man?
It was Vegas, and it was some waitress or somebody that thought.
Always ridiculous.
It's funny.
Now we have more than two.
Yeah, as long as we got somebody else with us. All right, cool. So we got Ian Social, DJ at DJ Patterson.
At DJ Patterson. Yep.
Trey, I like dick.com.
Yeah, just about right. Or Little Dick Duvall.
Little Dick Duvall.
That's his handle. That's his handle on his.
No.
That's his handle on his Grindr profile.
This got weird. We tried to cut it off at 33 minutes, but she's kept on rolling.
I was trying to wait until 7:30, but we just
went. All right, I'm Marty, Total Auto Solutions. DJ, will you ask people a very big favor on Trey's behalf?
No doubt. Just like you ask your clients, leave your review, leave us a review, rate us, share it on your social profiles. That'd be awesome. Mario, give out free CC105s to anyone that shares this post. I'm just kidding. Yeah, please leave it a review. We're having a lot of fun doing it. Hopefully we're giving some good knowledge, information, and we just want to share the world. So you got to leave us a review, rate us 5 stars.
Hey, and also I know everybody.
Hey, rate your beard.
Appreciates well, rate the beard then. Okay.
Oh, man, yeah, you go first.
I mean, there's a chocolate peanut butter stout.
How'd you feel about it?
Gives it a one.
Just for record,
what'd you think of the yum yum?
No, they're both great. The peanut butter was awesome. It was
which one do you like better, though?
It depends on the so if it was wintertime right now or like fall, yeah, man, that would be so good.
But summertime, the reason why it's called yum yum,
and the reason why I was like, wow, this is great because it's been hot as hell all day long.
Oh my god.
And this beer just like, yep.
It's just a real easy wheat beer that then I crush up an entire watermelon. And I took it out one day for a golf tournament we were playing in. A really great customer that owns some car washes and detail shops. He had multiple of them. And then he goes, you know, I mean, you're playing golf. That's what you do. And he turned around and goes, I need some yum yum. So from then on, it's been nicknamed the yum yum.
No.
Yeah, it's a good beer. And the alcohol goes up in it, which you can't taste it because the sweetness of the watermelon. But the sugars from the watermelon make the alcohol level go up. But the sweetness kind of smooths it out. So
it increases your hangover.
No, not in beer. It should be fine.
Trey, shut the fuck up.
I was talking.
On that note,
goodbye.
Mr. Porter, thanks so much, bro.
Bye bye.
Have a great night, man.
Yeah, you too.
See you.
This is DJ.
Yeah.
Eco Green. Make it a great day.
No, that's not how it works. Oh, wait, are you not getting that hot in there? That's not how it works.
How does it work?
I don't say anything. We make fun of you for saying
exactly.
What you say.
Make it a great day.
Make it a great day.